Hello, you're listening to a We Will Fix It podcast short with Colin Thomas and myself, James Pike Away.
So how was your Valentine's Day going so far?
Next question. Right, I did excellent. And oddly enough, I DIY'd it.
Oh no, this is awesome. Okay, right, so a DIY not, Valentine's.
And then when I say DIY, I don't mean traditional maintenance DIY. I mean, as in, we're not going out this evening. Natalie is cooking, and I actually did all the shopping myself. Okay. So I did it myself.
Nice.
Didn't work out.
Hold on. Natalie's cooking.
Yeah.
You did all the shopping.
I did really well.
And it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out.
Okay, share the story.
Okay, so I decided to cover every single base this year.
Oh, no.
Because the conversation was last year, I don't want any flowers. I don't want any presents. Let's just spend the day together, which we did.
Yeah.
And a week ago, she said, and you didn't even bother to get me flowers last year. And you got me nothing.
And you're going.
You said you just wanted to spend the day with me. So that's what we did. Oh, I might have said that. I obviously didn't mean that. Okay. So there we go. Tick box. Gorgeous flower company.
Yeah.
Get the gorgeous flowers. Done that.
Yeah.
Now, we are leaving tomorrow to go on holiday for a few days.
Yeah.
So she made the point, well, you might as well not get me flowers on the basis that the day after we're going away.
Yep.
Brain in gear. Went Saturday morning, got them then. So that way she's got 5 days of flowers.
Yeah, yeah, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, husband tick point. Exactly. Well done, me.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, next thing. She really likes stuff from Rituals.
Oh, so, was she happy with the flowers?
Yeah, she liked the flowers. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, on Saturday. Obviously, that's nothing related to Valentine's Day in here, but
No, of course not. That's a Saturday flower, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Saturday flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I went to Rituals on Saturday.
Oh, her
favourite
place.
Shop. Yeah, favourite shop. So not only did I get a gift pack including all the bits that she really likes for me, but I also got her two more of the foamy spray efforts for the shower that she absolutely adores for the from the kids.
Okay.
So they each had a Valentine's gift to give to mummy.
So there's more tick boxes here. Like you're winning.
I've nailed it. Yeah. Right. Then on Saturday evening, we're watching this awesome program called The Repair Shop. Have you seen that?
No.
Right. It's brilliant. So you really actually do need to see this. What it is sentimental objects that have got broken along the way, whether that be ceramic, metal, leather, and they have an expert in each area within the repair shop that brings them back to life like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, this is amazing.
Oh, God, it is absolutely incredible. And this ceramic horse comes in that had been split in two, and the lady goes, oh, my God, that's absolutely amazing. And she said, are you aware that this is extremely collectible? And the lady goes, no, I had no idea. I got it in a tombola of 25 years ago.
Okay, well, there's going to be a few people listening who have no idea what a tombola is.
Right, a tombola is, so you have a bunch of numbers that are assigned to all of the prizes that are on a table, and then you have like a barrel that is rotated round and round and round. You stick your hand in, get the number, and that gives you the prize that is there. That's a tombola.
Right, there we go.
Is that just a British thing?
I think it is.
Blimey, that's amazing. Okay, so we are sat there.
Although I knew what it was because I've been here a long time.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. So we were sat there on Saturday night watching this, and we both went, that horse is just awesome. Really, really nice. Extremely collectible. And that one's broken in two. And then we both went, oh, yeah, that's really nice. And we had the kids, as always, in the big bed, going, oh, yeah, we really like that as well. So then Natalie kind of falls asleep, and I'm like, I wonder whether I could get one of those for Valentine's Day. Okay? And look online, and they're really collectible. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. How much? There's no way. There's absolutely no way. And then I suddenly thought, I wonder whether they're still making them. Well, it turns out that the production house in Italy still makes these.
Wow.
And at a significantly lower price than they are secondhand.
Well, because they're new.
Yeah. So, but from the original design from the 1960s, from this very collectible designer.
Yeah.
So basically, I did it. I literally went and I got this for her. And I'm going to show you. This is perfect for radio, obviously. but I'm just going to show you a picture of said horse.
Right? Oh, okay. Hold on.
So it's 40 centimeters by 40 centimeters. Yeah. Wow. Can you hold it up to one of those screens? Yeah. Just hold it this way. There we go. Yeah. And
that's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So are we absolutely and utterly
actually, if you just hold it up in front of your face, because I might have messed it all up.
Okay, so 1 second. I'm just going to give you a bit of detail, even though I haven't got my glasses on. So it is a Rimini Blue, and it was done by, in 1959, by the Manifattura Bitussi ceramicist Aldo Londi in Italy. And yes, these are now very, very collectible indeed.
Wow.
So, obviously, it's not delivered as yet, so I printed out this, you know, the picture of it and the detail of all of it, put it into the card today. I thought, oh, my God, I've utterly aced it. Anyway, so she opens, she's done all the rest of the presents. I'm in a good place here. I'm like, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Just get ready for this. She then opens the card and goes, you bought me a horse? I went, yeah. And the kids are going, you recognize the horse? And she's like, no. And this is last week, last Saturday night. And then I twigged. So at the time that we watched the repair shop, Natalie had had a glass of wine. And I totally forgot that one glass of wine and she has no memory of anything anymore. So she hadn't got a clue what this horse was that we'd all gone, oh, yeah, that's absolutely lovely at the time. And she was just looking at it going, he's bought me a horse. What's he bought me a horse for? Right? So that was this morning. Felt absolutely flat. And the homework for the kids today, because it's half term as well, is to basically watch that episode again with mummy to remind her exactly what this horse is about. And I thought I'd just done the husband of the decade, and I haven't. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm feeling a bit flat at this moment. So I'll tell you what, dinner had better be good. I will take 9 out of 10 as an absolute minimum.